Today is August 10th, 2026. This is your functional health briefing for Patient. In the next 6 to 8 minutes, we'll cover Dr. David Sinclair's research on movement and longevity, a look at how insulin health shapes blood sugar and blood pressure, a fresh take on sunlight from journalist Rowan Jacobson, and a conversation about sleep, stress, and immune resilience from Chris Williamson's Modern Wisdom podcast. Here's something worth holding on to before we get into the details. Your body is always talking to you. The tiredness after a poor night's sleep, the way your energy dips after certain meals, even how your skin responds to a sunny afternoon. These aren't random. They're signals. And the more fluent you become in reading them, the more agency you have over your own care. You don't need to be a doctor to be your own best advocate. You just need to start paying attention, gently and without judgment. Let's start with movement, because it may be the single most talked about longevity lever in today's briefing. On the Lifespan podcast, Dr. David Sinclair described physical activity as working best when you think of it like a three-legged stool: cardio, strength, and balance, each one holding up the others. Think of cardio as keeping your engine running smoothly, strength as keeping your scaffolding sturdy, and balance as your body's early warning system against falls. Sinclair pointed to a 2025 study in the British Journal of Sports Medicine that's worth picturing like a visual progress map. Imagine a chart tracking people over 40 by how active they are. The most active group, the top 25% of the population, gained about 5.3 extra years of life on average compared to the least active. But here's the encouraging part of that same chart. People who were previously sedentary and added just 1 hour of walking gained roughly 6.3 hours of life expectancy in return. That's an extraordinary return on a small investment of time. Building on that same movement theme, a conversation featuring Dr. Ben and Dr. Peter explains something wonderfully hopeful about moderate exercise. When you move at what's called zone 2, meaning you're slightly breathless but can still hold a conversation, your body releases a surge of natural killer cells and T cells. Think of these as your immune system's neighborhood patrol, actively looking for trouble before it starts. It's a quiet reminder that a brisk walk isn't just good for your heart, it's actively defending you. Both conversations circled back to sleep as the foundation underneath all of this. Sinclair referenced wearable data from over 14,000 people showing that vigorous exercise within 4 hours of bedtime can disrupt your sleep quality. Meanwhile, Dr. Ben and Dr. Peter noted that consistently sleeping less than 6 hours raises cortisol and inflammation, gradually straining your immune defenses. Put simply, movement and rest aren't competing priorities, they're teammates. Now let's talk about blood sugar, because this is where a lot of confusion tends to live. A presenter on Dr. Eric Berg's channel made a helpful point. Carbohydrates themselves aren't good or bad. What matters more is your insulin health and how your body processes what you eat. Picture two bowls of oats, one steel cut, one instant. They look similar, but your body reads them very differently. The steel cut version releases sugar slowly, like a dimmer switch. The instant version spikes it quickly, like flipping a light on all at once. More importantly, that same insulin theme resurfaced in a related discussion about blood pressure. The idea here is that elevated insulin, something most standard checkups never even test for, may be a hidden driver of high blood pressure, working alongside minerals like potassium and magnesium. That same conversation also touched on something oddly specific: why some people develop a nagging dry cough on blood pressure medications like lisinopril. The theory ties it to a chemical buildup that zinc may help clear. A small 2002 trial found that 25 milligrams of daily zinc reduced cough severity by 53% compared to just 8% with a placebo. That's not a reason to change your medication on your own. We'll come back to that. But it is a reasonable question to bring to your next appointment. Let's shift to sunlight, because journalist Rowan Jacobson offered a genuinely refreshing reframe in his conversation with Ben Greenfield. For years, the guidance has been simple: avoid the sun. But Jacobson's point is more nuanced. Melanoma risk, he explained, tracks more closely with sudden, intense, unaccustomed sun exposure and sunburn history than with your total lifetime exposure. In other words, it's not sunlight itself that's the enemy. It's the shock of going from zero to overexposed. He referenced a 2024 National Cancer Institute study, suggesting that UVB exposure may even be protective, partly because it triggers your body's own vitamin D production. And in a finding that surprises most people, a clinical trial found that just 20 minutes of UV exposure lowered blood pressure by 4 to 6 points through a process involving nitric oxide release, the same molecule that helps your blood vessels relax and widen. Sunlight, in the right doses, isn't something to fear. It's an input, like food or movement, that your body can use. Finally, let's talk about the emotional side of all this, because your nervous system doesn't always know the difference between a real threat and a stressful headline. On Modern Wisdom, host Chris Williamson discussed how our bodies still react to modern stressors, distressing news, social friction, and overflowing inbox, as if they were physical danger. His guest, Jimmy Carr, shared a simple personal strategy. When his thoughts start racing, he redirects that energy into one small, concrete task. He calls it his antidote to anxiety, and it's a lovely example of giving your nervous system something useful to do instead of spinning in place. Williamson also shared something personal, his recovery from an Achilles rupture, during which his calf muscle visibly shrank within just 13 days of non-use. It's a striking echo of Sinclair's earlier point that muscle loss can begin within days of inactivity. Taken together, these stories point to the same underlying truth. Your body responds quickly in both directions to how you treat it. That can feel a little unsettling, but it's also empowering. Small, consistent choices really do add up. So what does all of this mean for your day-to-day? Nothing complicated, and nothing that costs a thing. If you have a few minutes, try weaving in all three movement pillars. A 15 to 20 minute brisk walk for your heart, a few bodyweight squats or wall push-ups for strength, and a 10 second single leg balance check just to see where you stand. If you're preparing a meal, consider adding one non-starchy vegetable like broccoli, which gently supports blood sugar balance and feeds the beneficial bacteria in your gut. If the sun is out, a brief 10 to 20 minutes outdoors without letting yourself burn may support both your vitamin D levels and your blood pressure. And if you're someone managing a blood pressure medication and a persistent cough, that's worth raising with your doctor at your next visit, not something to troubleshoot alone. When your mind starts to race today, try borrowing Jimmy Carr's approach. Pick one small, concrete task and let it absorb that nervous energy. And if the news cycle feels heavy, it's okay to step away from what you have no power to change. A quick, important note. Nothing here replaces personalized medical advice. Please don't stop or adjust any blood pressure medication without your doctor's guidance. And if you're curious about insulin testing, zinc, or changing your sun exposure habits, bring those questions to your provider, especially if you have a history of skin cancer or kidney concerns. If you notice a persistent cough, ongoing sleep trouble, joint pain, or any new symptom that concerns you, please reach out to a professional. You deserve care that's built around your specific story. For today, here's one simple, cost-free step. Take a 10 to 15 minute walk outside sometime before midday and notice, really notice, how your body feels afterward. That's it. That's the whole assignment. You've got this. Take care of yourself. That's your Core Brief for today. Thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with more.